Welcome to Discover Your Talent, Do What You Love, number 241. I'm creator and host, Don Hutchison. Every day I interview someone from around the world who has discovered her talents to do work she loves, to create a life of success, satisfaction, and freedom. Facing a mountain of debt, divorce, and single parenthood with some depression thrown in for good measure, Jen Scalia launched her business. With all these factors working against her, failure was a distinct possibility. Working for one of the largest casinos in Atlantic City, she also knew something about risk. Today, I'm delighted to bring you our featured guest, Jen Scalia. Welcome, Jen.
Hi, I'm excited to be here today.
Thank you so much. Jen, are you using your talents doing work that you love?
Absolutely.
All righty. We want to hear the whole story. Jen Scalia is a visibility strategist for entrepreneurs who want to make an impact. This self-professed introvert and single mom went from rock bottom to creating a multi-six-figure business. Known for her tough love, no BS style, Jen helps entrepreneurs overhaul their biggest fears and empowers them to share their message with the world. Okay, Jen, that's a summary of your career. Take it away for a minute and tell our listeners what you're up to now that has you engaged and excited.
Yes. So like you mentioned in my bio, I work with entrepreneurs, mainly females, to help them really discover what they love and help them turn that into a profitable business. So I do that through one-on-one coaching. I do have some group courses right now where I'm doing more of teaching style. So I'm actually showing them different things that they can do with online marketing, getting visible online, social media, things like that. So I have worked with hundreds, possibly thousands of women in some capacity to help them discover what they love and use that to create, you know, financial freedom for themselves and their families.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, as I know from being a lifetime entrepreneur, the startup phase of all these businesses and the basic strategies and tactics are overwhelming to say the least. So I can imagine that your clients are just relieved and totally grateful that somebody can walk in that has various blueprints, depending on what industry they're in, to help them really kickstart these things.
Absolutely. Yeah. It is definitely overwhelming.
Yeah. It usually takes us sort of at least half a lifetime. So you can help them do it in months instead of years, right?
Exactly. Shorten that learning curve.
Yeah, exactly. Shorten the learning curve. Well, as you know, as we've discussed, everyone's life journey is composed of turning points. Every handful of years, just it's developmental that we face issues and obstacles and challenges that we have to face and deal with and then move on to the next period of our lives. So take us in your backstory as far back as you want to go and tell us some of those more memorable people and events that make Jen Scalia, Jen Scalia.
I love this. And I really do believe that it was my experiences that have brought me to where I am today. So
yes.
I love talking about it. You know, I actually don't want to go too far. I just want to go back a few years because when I started my business, actually, I was going through a lot of personal things. I was actually going through a divorce. I was going through a little bit of depression. I had lots and lots of debt, about $60,000 worth of debt. Became a single mom. So I kind of had like all of these things working against me at this point, at the same exact time that I decided I was going to start a business. So,
wow.
You know, I had a lot going on that year. And I really feel like that is what made me stronger and what made me, that actually gave me the fuel to go out there and follow my dreams and create the life that I wanted. Whereas previously, I kind of just living, I was kind of just existing, you know, going through the motions, following the status quo. And really having all these things happen to me, I had two choices, really. You know, I could just continue what I was doing, kind of wallow in my own self-pity and feel sorry for myself, or I could change it. And, you know, I really chose to change it. And the reason being is because of my son. He's 5 years old now. He was about 2 when I started my business, and I just was in such a bad place, and I didn't ever want him to see me in that place again. And that's why I decided to turn my life around.
Well, let me ask you this. That's very heroic, to say the least. What was in you? What was in your DNA or your being that allowed you to even think about the entrepreneurial path? Because 98 out of 100 people would have just chosen to get a job.
Yeah.
Why did you? Right.
I mean, yeah.
What was it in your experiences that got you even thinking about that?
Yeah, there was a couple different things. So, I mean, traditionally, yes, I would have just gotten a job. And that's what I had done previously. You know, I've worked in corporate doing marketing and social media. And the event that really led me to start seeking my own business was I actually got laid off right after I had returned to work from maternity leave. I worked for about 6 months. It was a job that I really enjoyed. I was actually doing all of the social media and marketing for one of the largest casinos in Atlantic City. And I got laid off. It was the day after New Year's. And it was actually the second time I had gotten laid off within like a 3-year period. And I just had it. Mm-hmm. You know, I was just really upset. My husband and I were making about the same. So our household income really just got slashed in half. Mm. And it was really upsetting. And at that point, I just decided that I didn't want someone else to dictate how much money I would make, if I would even get a paycheck, if I would have a job. And that's when I kind of went on this search to create my own thing. However, I do believe that entrepreneurship was always in my blood. My dad is an entrepreneur. He has been fixing cars since he was 14 years old, has his own business. His own definition of success and freedom financially. And so I really do believe that growing up with that, you know, I kind of always had this inkling to create something for myself. But previously, I was so caught up in the status quo that it was always just get a job.
Okay. Okay. So what did you study in school? What were your interests back then that might have laid some groundwork or not?
Yeah, it's really interesting because growing up, you know, with my entrepreneur dad and, you know, my mom was in the medical field, I always wanted to be a doctor.
Okay.
So what I'm doing now is completely different than that. But that was always my thing. And even, you know, when I started college, you know, my major was pre-med and biology. And, you know, that was my interest at some point. But I really feel that once kind of this like online thing started to happen, social media started to boom, that really took my interest. I'm very creative. I like to write. I like to create things. I'm an artist. So I really just felt a draw to marketing and social media, probably in my early 20s.
Mm-hmm. When did you get into the social media? What years was it? Because this internet thing has been evolving so exponentially. Yeah. I'm just curious, when did you get into it and what was happening when you got into it?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, in my early 20s, it was just kind of something that I started as just a hobby or just, you know, what teenagers were doing back then. I was in college. We were always on social media, chatting and things like that. And I just loved it. And, you know, when I started working in corporate, I was doing a lot of marketing and it was my idea to bring in some social media things. So I would say that was probably around 2008, maybe. Okay. 2007, 2008, when I started working in the corporate and bringing in some of the social media stuff.
Wow. They must have thought you were from the planet Nordic.
Yeah, but it worked. They trust me. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. What's the next piece in the storyline?
So the next piece in the storyline was that I did, you know, what everybody else did. I just had my job, got my paycheck. And it's funny because even looking back at, you know, what I was earning back then, and I think that's another pivotal moment in my story was the earning potential. I always thought that a certain amount was all that I was ever going to make. And so I was sitting pretty comfortably at making about $35,000 to $40,000 a year, you know, in my corporate job, working 9 to 5, having my insurance, going back home, having my little life. And that was it. So I did that for a few years, married, had my son. And that is kind of where I was until I got to the point where I was laid off multiple times in a 3-year span. And that's when I decided to kind of search for something more.
Mm-hmm. In your imagination, all entrepreneurs are imaginative. Had you ever flirted with any of these ideas to think, oh gosh, you know, this happens again? Or were you reading and studying up on it or inspired by various articles or people or events while you were working for somebody else?
Not while I was working. I mean, for a few years there, my ex-husband and I he actually had a clothing line. He's a fashion designer and I kind of helped him with his business. So I would go in and like help him with the marketing and the social media and sales and things like that. But I never really considered it my thing. I always considered it his thing. Mm-hmm. And after I had my son, I had a little bit of postpartum depression and I just stopped completely doing that work for his business. And we ended up getting divorced. But no, I mean, I really didn't even think about starting my own business until after that second layoff.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, how was it getting it off the ground? I mean, those startups are quite difficult, to say the least. No clients, no infrastructure. There you are, you and the phone, or you and the personal calls.
It was definitely tough. And that's why I love sharing this story, because I want other people to see that it's not just an overnight success. It doesn't just happen. It's not easy, no matter how good you think you are. So, you know, when I started, my business has gone through a little bit of an evolution, because I figured once I was laid off, I just figured I would stay in my lane with the work that I had been doing, marketing and social media. So I decided that I was just going to do that freelance for some small business owners. So, you know, like restaurants, I had a client that was in the beauty industry. So I was kind of just doing their social media and their marketing for them. And it just really wasn't rewarding, and I didn't enjoy it, and the money wasn't even that great.
What was the part of it that you liked the least? Why didn't it work for you?
You know, at that point that I started to see that I could have my own thing, and I was so busy doing all of this marketing stuff and social media stuff for someone else, I just kept having this voice in my head say, why don't you just do this for yourself? You know, if you're going to go out there and you're going to market and you're going to do social media and you're going to spend time writing blogs and, you know, doing things like that, why not do it for yourself? And so I think that there was just a little part of me that was starting to get that itch to create my own thing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and probably if they're busy running a restaurant or whatever else they're doing, even back then, this was something that was a sort of a, it's a nice to have, but they probably didn't think it was nearly as critical as you understood it to be, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
You know, just an add-on. So yeah, I wouldn't like that position either. Well, what do you think in these statistics that we've seen for many, many years about people around the world not working in their sweet spot and not able to, when they're asked around the world in this country too, are you using your skills and talents every day? Most answer no. What is that about? And we know that life is hard. We know that there are challenges and personal situations that demand people to maybe stay put where they are. But why do so many people not break out of that?
I would have to say that it's typically their environment. Like, I know for me, it definitely was. It was the people that I was surrounded by. It was by what I was told I was supposed to do, you know, go to school, get married, get a job, retire. Like, that was it, you know, and,
yes,
and that was the status quo. And to go against that, I feel has a lot of implications as well. Like, I think people look at you differently. They don't believe in you. There's a lot of naysayers, and it's hard for somebody, I guess, who's not very strong to push past that, even if they feel like they have something that they want to start. I know for me in the beginning, it was tough because, you know, I had my parents that had raised me. They thought I was going to be a doctor. And, you know, yes, when I told them like, hey, I'm going to be, you know, I have it on my business. I mean, they looked at me like I was insane. But I thought they were going to disown me for a couple years there.
Right, right.
But yeah, I think that there's just so much pressure to do what is normal.
Yeah, exactly. So what would your advice be to whether somebody is starting out in their career, going off to college or technical school, or just entering the work world as a young person, or somebody that's midlife that's kept their head down, done the same thing? What would you say about how to break out of this mindset?
Yeah, for me, what I had done and what I tell my clients is like, you have to find that thing that really lights you up. There has to be a purpose behind it. So I think that a lot of times people will see like this online marketing world, or they see coaching and they're like, oh, this is great. I could just sit on my couch and make lots of money. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to leave the house. But I think that there needs to be a deeper purpose. So you have to find that. You have to find that thing that really just is going to drive you. And that thing has to be bigger than you. You know, it has to be bigger than you, because if it's not, you're going to those fears, those doubts, you're going to allow them to stop you right in your tracks. But if you have this mission or this vision for your business or for the world or for the impact that you want to make, that's what's going to keep you going. So you have to find that. And it has to be in alignment with who you are. It can't just be something that you pull out of thin air and say, okay, I'm just going to do this.
Yeah. Are there tools and resources that would help somebody get started on that journey of inspirational books or protocols? That, because they're sitting there and they're working hard and they're getting the job done and they're coming home at night and they're tired and the weekends are busy with kids or family or whatever. How do they chisel out time, and how do they get into that, give themselves permission to think differently?
Yeah, I mean, as far as tools, I'm not sure. I mean, for me, it was pretty natural to, you know, go out there and actually, you know what, like I mentioned, my business has evolved. So I started with one thing, but for me, it was really just taking action on that and then discovering like, hey, maybe this isn't exactly what I want to do. So let me try some different iterations of that. But I do have a recommendation for a book that I feel like just changed my perspective on everything. And it's The Alchemist. I know. Yes. It's such a, you know, world-renowned book, and it's just the story is just so powerful of how, you know, what we desire and that thing that we're put on earth here for is within us. So it's really not even about going out there and trying to find it somewhere else. It's in you. So it's, you've got to look inside and you've got to find it and you've got to figure out what you connect with, what's in alignment with your purpose and what you're put on this earth to do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I know you're still early in your career in many ways, even though you're being very, very successful. What have been the most palpable positives that have come out of this? I mean, I know there are many, but what would you say to listeners about the benefits to you personally, professionally, spiritually, physically, that for you doing your own thing?
Yeah, I mean, definitely lots. It definitely has been a journey in discovering who I am as a person. I feel that, you know, previous to me even starting this business, I was very much influenced by other people, you know, kind of had a little bit of dependency on other people, you know, my husband, past boyfriends, my family, my parents. And I feel like by, you know, creating my own thing and starting this business, I've really been able to break out and become really independent and really stepped into my power as a woman. You know, I've been asked a similar question before and, you know, I describe it as before I started my business, I feel like I was still a little girl. Like I was still kind of following what everybody else wanted me to do and what everybody else said I was supposed to. And now I truly feel like, you know, I'm a woman. I'm out there. I am the creator of my life. And I know that whatever it is I want, I can figure out how to get it.
Exactly. Wonderful. So you've told us, you shared the intimate details of your story. We appreciate that very much. If you just had to say just a couple of things to summarize what you'd say to folks about taking the next step, just do that again. What would you say? What would you say to listeners?
You know, I really feel like you have to look inside. You have to discover what it is that you are put here for. Like, what is that passion? What is that bigger purpose that's outside of yourself? And I really also just want to say that no matter where you are and no matter who you are, I really believe that, you know, with the right mindset and with the right surroundings, meaning being surrounded by people who can take you higher and lift you up, you can really accomplish anything. And I'm proof of that because I was pretty down in the dumps, you know, when I started my business and things have dramatically changed really, really fast. And it was because I put my mind to it.
Yes. So what about this amazing thing called the internet? You've been on the internet a long, long, long time. And how do you use it now in your business?
Oh, I love the internet. I am so very tech savvy. I just love it all. I love all the new technology. I love all the new apps that come out. But really, you know, I use it as a way to connect with my audience. And I think it's amazing that I am able to have clients that are in Australia, New Zealand, Hong Kong, Switzerland, like all over the world. That would not be possible without the internet. You know, I'd be sitting here in New Jersey doing some face-to-face coaching, and it's just incredible the amount of people that you can reach and all the different countries that you can reach with your message through the internet. So I absolutely love it for that reason alone.
So what do you see happening in your life in the next couple of years going forward?
So I really feel like I am still in kind of the baby stages of my business. It's been about 3 years and I'm learning a lot. I learn a lot every week, yes, probably every day. And I really see this becoming bigger, even bigger than what I imagined. You know, when I first started my business, I just wanted to make $5,000 a month so that I could cover my bills.
Right.
And now I don't even see it as, you know, I want to make a certain amount of money. It's, I want to impact more people. So I want to start to impact more people through speaking, through writing books. I actually just started a membership site where I'm able to work with lots and lots of people.
Is that on Facebook or is that somewhere else?
No, it's actually hosted on my website. We do have a Facebook group, but right now we have about 350 women in there and I want to get thousands. I want people to be able to learn and have the tools that they need to create a successful business without having to break the bank, you know, without having to spend tens of thousands of dollars on mentoring, where they can come in and get everything that they need in one spot and pay a low monthly fee and be surrounded by other entrepreneurs who are, you know, encouraging, inspiring, and doing the same things as them. So it's really, I feel like a ripple effect, you know, mm-hmm. is what I want to create with this impact.
Excellent. Excellent. What are you proudest of?
Good question. You know, I feel like I am just proudest of getting over my own stuff.
Yes.
I could have easily, and I had in the past, you know, allowed these things that were going on in my life and, you know, all these kind of like bad things and depressing things. I could have easily just allowed it to set me back or keep me where I was at. And, you know, I really feel like I was able to fight for what I'm really here for. And I'm really proud that I was able to overcome that and use that to make an impact on so many other people's lives.
Yes, beautiful. Well, Jen Scalia, what a great honor having you on the show today. We appreciate you sharing the highlights of your remarkable life journey. And I know that listeners around the world have learned many lessons that will help them on theirs. Would you share just a couple of the connection points, if you would, about how listeners get to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I make it super easy for everyone. So they can connect with me on my website at jenscalia.com or anywhere on social media. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, Periscope, LinkedIn, it's just Jen Scalia everywhere.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. You've also got a downloadable ebook, right?
Yes, I do. And it is to help people discover the different ways that they can kind of show up online. You know, there's not just one way. There's multiple different ways to get your message out there. And so my book is called The 26 Ways to Be More Visible Online. And you can actually download that at jenscalia.com/do-what-you-love.
Oh, perfect. Excellent. Well, listeners know you can go to discoveryourtalentpodcast.com to the podcast section where the highlights of this fine interview will be, as well as the connecting points. I want to thank listeners across the world for joining us today. You know that we've got an infographic, What Do Highly Successful People Actually Do to Succeed? 12 Proven Career Building Strategies to Help You Do What You Love, which are the teachings and learnings of women and men for more than decades that have helped millions of people. We've had great feedback for this. It's all free. It's just a kickstart for your career, and we would like you to benefit from it. You can also subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher if you like. If you like interviews like this, then please join our tribe. It's growing fast, and we'd love to know how to serve you better. In closing, every one of us is born with unique talents and gifts. We don't learn them, and we can't ignore them. They're just a part of who we are, our DNA. But whenever we learn them and use them in our lives and careers, we do not merely survive, we thrive in every way possible. So until next time, all my best, and whatever you do, have fun out there today.